give me $15 and enjoy your Tom Jones.
Jerry Weber sits behind the counter of his record store checking out a customer. The walls behind it are decorated with framed drawings, photos, and articles of Weber, who has housed his store in the same location since the early 90s.
All right, I'll see you on the next round.
The counter is also covered with stacks of vinyl records, as is the floor, hallway, and of course, the racks on the sales floor. Weber estimates that he has about 500,000 records in the space, from the popular favorites to the more obscure.
There's stuff in here. The only place in the whole world you can get it is in here. Nobody has this many of the non-selling things, you know, which is not a good business plan. But, you know, I've always been about rescuing records and passing them along. It might sound like I'm just saying that, but it's the truth.
It's been his life's mission to rescue as many vinyl records before they head to the trash. He got his start as the co-owner of the Record Graveyard in Oakland for 6 years, and then opened his own store, calling it Garbage Records.
I called it Garbage for 1 year. People just did not understand. So I said, let's make it Jerry's. And it was Jerry's for the last 35 years.
Weber has become known by vinyl fans around the world for his store and his fair prices, a philosophy that goes back to the beginning.
Back when I started buying records, beginning of the 70s, before I had a store, the price on the records was $4.98 and $5.98. We're talking for brand new release, national record mark, $3.98, $4.98, $5.98. Just think about that. That was 40 years ago.
The fact that he's been able to keep his prices affordable through the years is something he's proud of.
My greatest accomplishment is the fact that there are almost 500,000 records here, and probably 95% of them are $5 or less. In this day and age, in this time, nobody even comes close to that. I mean, there'll be people with dollar sections, but I'm talking about an organized record store in alphabetical order, every record cleaned, inner sleeves put on them, outer sleeves. If you can't pay $5, that's all you should pay for that record.
This Sunday will be Jerry Weber's last day behind the counter at the store. He sold the name, website, and all the records to one of his employees, Chris Grauser, who will keep things going. And Weber says even though records will always be part of his life, he's going to miss the store and most of his customers.
I'm going to miss it major. How could you not? You know, 42 years of your life, a lot of good friends, a lot of nice, pleasant record collectors. I'm not going to mention the Jagoffs that come in here.
Sitting in his store early one morning and asked about his legacy, Weber says he'll leave that for others to determine.
If you stay around long enough, like 42 years, like just recently, someone wrote an article and they called me the beloved Jerry Weber. And I said, never in my life thought anybody would describe me as beloved. Now, they call me legendary in another article, and I can go for that. Wouldn't know it from now. I only got one customer, but he's a good customer, too. Right? That's you. That's it.
For WESA, I'm Brian Sawarek.